Well, welcome to all our Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, Hunter Valley, Port Stephens listeners. This is the local part. Beauty for Ashes goes out all over the world, but this part is just for you. And, you know, we were talking about death beforehand, and there was a great editorial in the Newcastle Herald on Monday of this week. I was just amazed by it. In fact, I cut and copied it and will probably use it in a sermon because I just thought it was lovely. And it is talking about this, talking about death. And here's something, just a little bit of what they said. Time with grandchildren is all too brief, but the speed and brevity of living is not something we should mourn. Doing so doesn't slow down the clock. Rather, we should make a more deliberate effort to savor those good times. Shared memories can be revisited with family and friends again and again. Treat them like investments that you can draw down on. Remember the time we did that, and so on. Of course, life can be a struggle, it says, and for some it comes with heavy and enduring burdens. Suffering is a part of every life, and it is not dealt out fairly. But there is also a mercy in its transience. Now, I think all of that was beautiful, but not enough. Because life is transient, but we're not going nowhere. We are on the road to somewhere. Human beings, unlike animals, have eternal souls. And we, when we die, we go to either heaven or to hell. And we need to reflect on that, where we want to be. Anyway, speaking of death, let me play just a little bit of Paul McCartney. That's McCartney's ode to a koala bear. I was quite saddened to hear of the death of Rupert, the koala, in Black Butte Reserve. He had a short battle with cancer. I like what the City of Newcastle spokesperson said. The City of Newcastle is sad to acknowledge the passing of our beloved Black Butte resident, Rupert the koala, who died at the age of 5. Now, the lifespan of a koala is normally thought to be 10 to 15 years, with males living for 10 years and females up to 15 years. I've seen Rupert and seen the other koalas I love. In fact, sometimes I would just stop because Black Butte Reserve is on my way home, and just stop and just go in and not even do a walk, just go, well, a very mini walk up to look at the koalas. I really, really do hope that they replace them. And then, yeah, some sad news. Now, I'm not going to report the detail of this. And again, I will say, if this is something that profoundly disturbs you, I'm going to talk about sexual abuse. But it is important to talk about it. And look, you know that there's things like the Phone Kids Helpline, Beyond Blue, 1-800-RESPECT, and so on, where you can get help for this. But this was an article that really saddened me, not because it's unique, sadly, it's all too common, but because of the justification given by the female teacher who was found guilty of abusing a young teenage boy. And she had written a number of posts, one being "The Justice of Impunity: When Female Teachers Pay the Price for Male Manipulation and Toxic Bravado." And she talks about her being the victim rather than him. She's 37 years old. Now, her barrister also claimed that she suffered from bipolar affective disorder and that her mental health wasn't great when the offences occurred and so on. But the judge didn't buy into all of that, and she was jailed for 3 years and 3 months, which indicates the severity of the offence, with a non-parole period of 2 years. You know, these things are just incredibly sad. But what struck me about that, I don't think at any time any form of sexual abuse is ever justified. But what struck me as incredibly sad about this was the attempt to justify it by blaming the victim and blaming mental health. I'm afraid we live in a world where abusers can very easily classify themselves as victims. So, join me. We're not going to finish there. Join me for the final word after the break.